there is a great sense that even with our technologies, we have lost certain skills that our ancestors possessed. Just as we strive not to lose the remaining unclassified plants and animals, we work at rediscovering and recreating the techniques that the earliest travelers used to move around the planet. The great pioneer of this branch of exploration has been Thor Heyerdahl, who at the same time has popularized the multidisciplinary approach shared by most modern expeditions. In the 1940s, Heyerdahl mounted the first and most famous voyage of reconstruction, Kon-Tiki. Through this and subsequent expeditions, Heyerdahl has been able to demonstrate that the isolated communities of the Pacific were most probably established by various voyages undertaken by early peoples from Asia and South America. In particular, his work has established the viability of early boats constructed from reeds as long-distance craft. Equally, he has established that reed boats were common to a number of ancient civilizations.
Everybody thought that the Inca, who were landlubbers, and that there were landlubbers even on the coast. Today we know from archaeology that they were anything but landlubbers. They were navigators on the coast. Archaeology disclosed how they were bringing material in the 3rd century AD from Chile up to northern Peru. This brought me into the testing of these pre-Peruvian vessels. And then by and by I got interested, well, but after all, these vessels, they had in common with the ancient Egyptians, with the ancient Sumerians in the Indus Valley. And I started to test them and find to my surprise that I, who grew up as a boy who was afraid of water, on one of these vessels, you can sail in a storm, the waves break on board and they run through and out again. The boats float in themselves from the material. Gives a tremendous security. They don't break. They are flexible and strong. If anything breaks, it's the steering oars, the wooden parts. And through all our experiments, we gradually find out that even the steering oars have to be flexible. And we learn from what we found on archaeological reliefs and design on Motika pottery from the earliest civilization on the coast of Peru. We learn and then we make tests and we feel more and more convinced of the importance of big reed ships in pre-European time.
Heyerdahl's activities have inspired many similar projects, including the reconstruction of the voyages of St. Brendan by British explorer Tim Severin. In 1996, the biggest tribute to Heyerdahl's work set sail from Easter Island. This is the Trans-Global Matarangi Expedition, the largest reed boat ever constructed in modern times, captained by the Spanish explorer Keaton Munoz.
El significado de la expedición es completamente una exploración moderna.
The significance of this expedition is that it is carrying out a modern exploration by means of a raft, and its objective is to be a symbol of the Indians. As to what contribution it makes to modern exploration, I would say that 50 years on from Kon-Tiki and its investigations and expeditions, and precisely 25 years on from the Ra and the Tigris, and of my expedition with the Uru, this will act as the closure of an investigation into primitive navigation. This is the reason why the craft is going to be so big and the trip will cover the world. This is to demonstrate and to prove that primitive man was able not only to make short trips across the ocean, but also with time and means of repair, it was possible to make very important journeys.